WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're tackling something that's on almost everyone's mind at some point. Fear. You know the feeling, right? That little voice in your head whispering doubts, telling you can't, it's too hard, or what if you fail? Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to let that voice win. We all experience fear, it's a natural human emotion. But what separates the winners from the wallflowers is how they handle it. It's not about squashing fear, because honestly, sometimes it just makes it bigger and scarier. It's about understanding it, acknowledging it, and then choosing to move forward anyway. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer your fears and build unshakable confidence. First things first, recognize that fear is often based on what-ifs. Ever felt paralyzed before a big presentation or audition? Probably because your mind is spinning with what-if-I-mess-up scenarios. But here's the deal, those what-ifs are just possibilities, not certainties. Most of the time, they never even happen. So instead of letting them control you, focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your attitude, and your effort. Secondly, remember that true courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in spite of it. Think about historical heroes or everyday folks who have overcome incredible odds. They didn't just magically lose their fear, they channeled it into determination and grit. It's like that scene in Rocky, where he trains relentlessly despite knowing Apollo Creed is a boxing legend. He's scared, sure, but he chooses to fight anyway. That's courage. Next up, break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Ever tried tackling a huge project all at once? Probably felt overwhelmed and ended up procrastinating, right? Fear often thrives on the enormity of a task. But here is the trick. Break that big goal down into smaller, bite-sized chunks. Focus on conquering one step at a time, and you'll build momentum and confidence along the way. It's like climbing a mountain, it seems impossible until you realize it's just a series of ascents. Let's talk about reframing negative thoughts. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But what if instead of listening to those doubts, we challenge them? Think about it. I can't do this becomes I'm going to learn how to do this, or what if I fail? Transforms into even if I don't succeed, I'll gain valuable experience. Finally, remember that confidence isn't a destination, it's a journey. Some days you'll feel like a rock star, other days you'll feel more like, well, let's just say you might need a pep talk from yourself. But the key is to keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep learning. With each step you take, you build resilience and self-belief, even when things get tough. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you have a big networking event coming up. You're probably feeling a mix of excitement and anxiety. What if no one wants to talk to you? What if you say something awkward? But instead of letting fear take over, try this. Before the event, practice your elevator pitch and think about some interesting conversation starters. During the event, focus on genuinely connecting with people instead of worrying about how you come across. Remember, most people are just as nervous as you are. And even if things don't go perfectly, consider it a learning experience. So, remember these key takeaways. Fear is natural, but it doesn't have to control you. Recognize those what-ifs for what they are, possibilities, not guarantees. Act courageously, break down your goals into smaller steps, reframe negative thoughts, and embrace the journey of building confidence. Remember, folks, this isn't about being fearless, it's about being brave enough to face your fears head-on and come out stronger on the other side. You got this. Now go out there and show the world what you're made of. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences, let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And if you enjoyed today's episode, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review, it helps others find their fortitude too. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.